It's 13 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock on a Friday morning, and it's Mandela Day, in case you didn't know. To talk a little bit around the ethos of Mandela Day, and more particularly what Dwell Properties is doing for Mandela Day, I have two very special guests in the studio with me, Devon DeLange, who's a director of Dwell Properties, and Dean Delaray, who is a sales specialist at Dwell Properties, and together we're going to be unpacking the premise. So welcome to you guys. Nice to have you in the studio on a Friday morning.
Thank you, Dave.
Just before the weather turns nasty, we've got this little opportunity of sunshine still to...
But bad weather coming.
Shocking weather coming. Really bad. But don't worry, we will keep you in the manner to which you're accustomed, you know, nice and comfortable all weekend, the music plays.
Yeah.
But we're talking now... Well, firstly, happy Mandela Day to both of you.
Thank you, and to you too.
And you know, Dwell Properties, of course, no stranger to life and style. You have been part of the shall we say, the enormous growth of the North Coast over the past how many years. And you guys have been there recently shooting out the lights with gated estates and buying and selling in gated estates. But your team has also got this enormous passion for doing the right thing, the big heart, shall we say. And you have created the foundation, the Dwell Foundation.
Yes.
To talk to this. So let's unpack a little bit more of what the Dwell Foundation is all about.
Dave, established Dwell 2017, 2018. That December was pretty much the kickoff of Dwell. We hit the ground running, and after about 6 months, my wife, who's very passionate about social responsibility and charities, there was this little creche who needed a lot of help. They look after... orphanage kids between the ages of 1 and 7, 8, anything from meals to books to blankets. There was so much that they needed, and we just did what we could. We tried to raise a bit of money. You mentioned Dwell Properties. One of our main focus are developments. So what we did is we went to 5 of our developers doing multi-million rand developments, and we said, guys, listen, there's this little charity, and because of the relationship we had, we just said, guys, we need $5,000 each. That's all we need. We need $25,000 immediately. These kids don't have food. They don't have blankets. We raised that in 3 days.
Wow.
Off the back of that, Katie, who you know, who heads up all of our marketing, she's like, listen, we have to get this Dwell Foundation going. The rest is history, so to speak, where we've now, long story short, we choose a very special charity close to home that we focus on year. And this year is an exciting one for us. Dean can also talk a little bit more into ZCT.
Yeah, you've chosen the Zululand Conservation Trust. What do you say, Dean is the expert there? So maybe we should switch the.
I'll give you a bit of context.
Okay,
I'll take you back a bit.
He likes to do that.
So Dean, I met Dean years ago, and as a salesman, he came from Londolozi. He was one of their top. What do you call your field guides?
Yeah,
Rangers. Used to be called Rangers.
Rangers. Field guides, I think.
Professional field guide. Yeah.
But this phenomenal guy who could talk the hind leg off a donkey and just super salesman. And that's what you need in the bush. You've got these international guests and you're selling this African lifestyle. And I met this guy and I was like, when you're ready to leave, I'm ready to take you. And the bush, that was a bit of context about the bush. But Dean can take it from there in terms of ZCT.
Well, Dean, this is it, hey? I mean, you've been an integral part of the entire operation, and you understand the pressure on particularly the rhino, the black rhino, the white rhino, the big horned creatures that are being poached because, well, people believe if you grind up the rhino horn, it gives you vuma.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't
fathom it, actually.
Well, yeah, there it is. But there's huge pressure on not only the rhino, but massive pressure on all sorts of creatures. And tell us a little bit about the Zululand Conservation Trust.
Yeah, Dave. So as Dave mentioned, just being quite a conservationist at heart, when we were thinking about Dwell Foundation this year, Zululand Conservation Trust really came up. Just in terms of, I have quite close family friends that are really deeply involved in it, and just seeing how much funding is really needed, and it not really being too well exposed to the North Coast itself, with it being so close for us, and a game reserve up at Manyoni Private Game Reserve, which a lot of people around this town actually enjoy the benefits of. So yeah, the Zulu Land Conservation Trust is really doing amazing things. Like I said, the Rhino Orphanage is in Manyoni Private Game Reserve. And I mean, just last year alone, they were caring for over 22 orphaned rhinos in that orphanage. And you can imagine the costs around that as well. In 2024 alone, there were 12 orphaned rhinos as a result of poaching in neighboring game reserves as well that were taken in. So yeah, there's massive costs around that. I mean, the transport of them, the feeding of them. I know last year, I think it was about 3,700 kgs of milk alone needed just to care for that. And yeah, with all those 12 intakes, they had to spend over R1 million just to set up boomers and everything like that. So the funding sort of never ends for them. But yeah, it really does extend far beyond just the orphanage itself. They're reintroducing pangolins, which, as I'm sure you know, are the most trafficked animal in the world. And then as a community as well, they've opened 4 learning centers and provide food, teaching, and everything to kids around there. I mean, last year there was over 69,000 meals provided for those children at those learning centers. Wow. So really, the Zululand Conservation Trust, way more than just the rhino orphanage in itself. It's about wilderness areas, about the neighboring areas, and all the good that they do around those for the animals as well as the community.
And obviously, you've been very closely involved in the fundraising around these initiatives. And talking of which, there's a run coming up called the Rhino Run. Do you know anything about that?
I do. Yeah, actually partaking in it. Thanks, Dev, for the leave. But yeah, it's actually next weekend. There are still some entries available. We close in the entries tomorrow. But yeah, the Rhino Run, quite a cool initiative created by the Atomo family themselves to raise funds. And it's just an awesome event where you're doing a trail run for 2 days, 21 kilometer. Or if you want to walk, you can do a nice slow 15 kilometer on day one. And day two, you can do a 10 kilometer or alternatively a 7K walk, which I always end up doing after having a few too many drinks on the Saturday night. But yeah, a fun event. It's really nice for the whole family. I really encourage you, if you are fit enough and would like to get involved and just be a part of a greater vision and a greater conservation thought mentality to running, it's something that I really, really promote.
Sounds like you guys are doing remarkable work, not only obviously your main core property, but also giving back in a sense. Devin, pivoting back to you, you also encourage the community around us to get involved by joining in your initiative and contributing. How does one do that?
Dave, yeah, just to jump onto that, so we got back yesterday, we took the kids up to Shishlu Yamfolozi. We went Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and our kids are small, hey, 4, 6, and 8. But to see them experience the wildlife, the rhinos, and I think, again, like what Dean was talking about with the ZCT, I think it's so important that everyone plays their part and do whatever you can. It's so close. It took us 2 hours from door to door, from Sheffield to Shishlu Yamfolozi. So, yeah, if you're not an avid bush person, I think I would encourage you, just do it. Put the kids in the car, go for the day. We had to sometimes leave 5 in the morning, we're there by 7, squat or brekkie, go do some Tuli Loop down in Umfolozi. Just let the kids experience, you'll see another side of them. It's pretty special. But just in terms of support and doing your bits and donating if you can, very easy. Katie would have posted quite a lot today on our social handles. So on our Instagram, you'll see our Zapper links. If you go to our website, Dwell Properties, you can go to the Dwell Foundation. Just scroll down, you'll see the foundation website, bank details, as well as Zapper links as well. So yeah, pretty easy. You can obviously just get hold of any of us at Dwell as well, and if you're keen to get involved.
Super. And Dean, are there any tickets left for the Rhino Run?
Yeah, as mentioned, there are some entries left. And if you would like to get involved in that and make that your give back while enjoying a really awesome event, you can just go onto the Instagram page, which is the APSA Rhino Run, and the link's there, which will take you straight to the ticket page.
Well, listen, guys, I salute you for doing more than your bit for Mandela Day and beyond, caring for important issues in and around our community, issues that affect all of us to a greater or lesser degree. But of course, it's all in the giving that you receive the blessings. It's not just about pumping it out there. It's, you know, one gets a tremendous thrill, and I promise you, it's a fact. They say the old hackney, it's better to give than to receive. I promise you, try it. You'll be amazed. Exactly. And it's not the quantum. I mean, if you can't afford huge amount, whatever is good for you, you know, that's the issue. And it's in that that I think our strength lies as a nation. Looking after each other, walking each other home. That's all we're doing. Sure. My very special guests on this Friday morning from Dwell Properties, Devon DeLange, the director, and Dean Delaray, the champion salesman running for the Rhino. Guys, thanks so much for joining me. This will be up as a podcast shortly, so you'll be able to share it and listen again. Get the details, so you don't have to write anything down. And we look forward to hearing all about the Rhino Run after the fact and whether you won the prize for getting there first or not. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks so much.
And the morning show continues.